Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's phenomenal. You can watch the network, listen to the network. It's got in-game odds, everything. The Sports Grid app, get it today. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Did you know we're streaming on X every day, always, including right now, this very second, at SportsGrid-Live on X. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast Monday through Friday, two shows every day on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Let's take a look at the lineup for tonight on Sports Grid TV at 6. It's Front Office Sports Today at 6:30. Game Time Decisions with the fascist, Adam Kaufman, in for the Kevin Walsh, who's under the weather. Feel better, Kev. And then it's the original OG at 8, In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio tonight at 8 to 10, it's the institution, Carver and Lisi. All that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. We're talking about the NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight in Oak City. And it's down to three games, baby. Somebody's got to win two of them.
Series odds for you now that it's 2-2, and you would think you think it's like 3-1. Oklahoma City with this number, minus 520, plus 400 for the Pacers, if you think that they can win them both, or win two out of three, excuse me. So that's your numbers for the series itself. And SGA is still the big favorite for the NBA Finals MVP on that list. So they have to expect him to be the guy.
If we follow this, it's over. Okay, yeah. It's over. And then they're going to win tonight. They're going to win game seven, and he's going to win the MVP. If you follow everything the sports books tell you, it's like listening to your girlfriend. I mean, honestly, like after a while, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I don't think so. Like, so I'm into this on a per game basis, on a per bet basis, right? I'm not crowning anybody yet. I want to see what happens tonight. I really do. I'm playing ball. I got a game, and then I'm going to go watch that game. I'm looking forward to it, and I want to see who shows up and mans up tonight. I mean, this stuff's for real now. It's for keeps. So, obviously, I think that the reason that they're favored is because they won, frankly, 68 games in a regular season, and they were so heavily favored in every series they played in, including Denver, and they've made it to this point, and they're still the best team in the NBA. And people just don't believe that the Pacers can beat them. But they have beaten them, and they've given them nightmares, as I've already said, in almost every game except game two. So I just think people are crazy. If you don't, you know, why not put a piece on that 4-1? Why not? Like, what do you have to lose other than, you know, a little bit of a chump change? I mean, honestly, like, you know, I got Morenci betting $700 on some soccer game nobody's ever heard of in their life, and you're worried about putting a C note down at 4-1 on the Pacers? Why not? I mean, listen, game one is all I have to say. They could do it again tonight. You never know. Come down to a last second shot or overtime. Anything's possible. I think if it goes seven, I'm obviously on the Thunder. But that doesn't mean they're going to cover. Like, I'm not taking them tonight to cover. And I haven't missed a spread yet in the NBA Finals. That's it. I hit all four games. So let's see what happens before we start crowning them.
Well, as far as tonight goes, we've mentioned it a few times. Still settling right in at 9.5, -9.5 for the Thunder at home. Total 224.5. You've only had, I guess we've had three of these four games to the under, right, Scotty? Only one over in the first four games of this series.
Yeah, I actually feel like it's the same thing along those lines tonight. I just don't believe, for my money, they both play so well defensively. I think Oak City might be a head better. You know, if I'm, you know, if the horses are at the photo finish by a nose, I think it's Oak City. But they're both, you know, giving each other problems, which tends to, in my view, lead to unders. Like, you know, they just, they're playing D on both ends, both teams. The Pacers press the whole, you know, floor. And I think Oak City's more of a clamp down half court defense.
We kind of mentioned this earlier. Here's the exact numbers. Pacers after a loss in these NBA playoffs that we are in.
They never
five
lose.
And a straight up. 5-0 against the spread, obviously. So they're getting the 9.5 tonight. They have been excellent in these spots.
Man, am I going to eat a you know, hoagie sandwich tomorrow if they win the game? Because I'm still on Oak City to win this game tonight, but not cover. But this here says that. I mean, that right there is glaring. They haven't lost since March, two in a row. They haven't lost after a loss once. And there, you just saw it. 5-0. These are playoffs. 5-0 and straight up, and 5-0 against the spread after a loss. That's 10 straight they've hit. Okay, bets. So I like the 9.5, and I'm stupid enough, I guess, to take Oak City to win the game tonight because they're so good.
And the most bet player props for this evening. SGA to score the first bucket, +450. SGA under 34.5 points. Dort under 3.5 boards. Jalen Williams under 5.5 boards. Siakam under 19.5 points. Lots of unders there tonight on the most bet player props.
Yeah, well, I actually like that Siakam over. I think he'll have 20. If they want to win the game, he's got to have 20+. That's all there is to it. I don't think Shai Gilgeous is having the first basket. And he's got to have 35 points, right? I got to be honest with you. If the Pacers want to win the game, they got to keep him under 35 points. And I think that's why people are betting that. I think Sharps know that they have to do better against Shai Gilgeous. They can't let this guy have 15 in the fourth quarter, et cetera, right? And Lou Dort is, what, 3.5 rebounds? I'm not worried about his rebounds. I'm not betting that. This guy shoots threes. That's what he does, and he defends. And J-Dub under, what is that, 5.5 rebounds? Is that it?
Boards, like, yeah, under 5.5 rebounds.
I'm not interested in betting that. He's a scorer, not a rebounder. I'm not doing those stupid bets on this thing. I'm not. So have a sandwich. You know.
There you go.
Whatever. You saw what I did. I bet one prop on a player prop so far in the series. Did I not? McConnell over to 13.5, and he had 15. He had 10, 5 dimes, and a rebound. So he had 16. I went over to 13.5. That was the only PRA I did.
Dort's been the guy for me most nights with the props. So three threes again for Dort at +210 for me. I'm just
like
going to keep going to Dort, and I'm just going to keep trying Dort.
He shoots
downtown.
Great in that building.
Yes, especially at home. Very good number for him. So there you go. Pacers and Thunder, game 5 tonight. We'll come back. I do have a couple of other NBA things for you, including, you know, we mentioned we're going to talk about the big baseball trade later. There was a big NBA trade also yesterday.
That had to be the worst trade I've ever seen in my life. Like, it really is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Someone, I would rather have Bane from Batman than Bane for four first-rounders and a pick swap. I mean, yeah. Holy shit, Batman. Are you kidding me? Desmond Bane is worth that many number one draft. It was bad enough with Mikal Bridges. This is worse.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I'm not having it. So I get it. What they did was the Magic, they traded for a guy that could shoot from the outside. There's no denying that Bane is a massive upgrade for them from the outside. They're a terrible three-point shooting team. And they had no one that could put the – I mean, they shot 30%. They got no one that can put the ball in the hole from outside. All of their activity is Franz and Banchero in the paint at the 10. Fair enough. Now they got an outside shooter. But there is no way in Sam Hell frozen over that you will ever convince me or any of these guys that think they're so smart about basketball that have jobs talking basketball. I mean, I could do this stuff drunk, okay? That guy is no more worth five first-round draft picks than I am. Five first-round draft picks. I almost had another heart attack when I saw it. I thought it was – I was reading. I thought – because I wondered if I need new glasses sometimes. I'm getting older. So I was like – I went four unprotected and a pick swap. I go, what in Christ almighty? I go, you got to be kidding me for Desmond Bane? I mean, listen, I think Memphis just restocked the cupboard overnight in their rebuild. And you said it best. Tell them what you said about Ja Morant, because there's talk of, you know, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson. They're not trading to Jaren Jackson. But I think they would do what you think they'll do, and which is that?
I think that if they got a nice offer for Ja Morant, I would I'd run and take it. Just for the fact that – and forget, we know all the stuff off the court, all that. It's more – he never plays.
He never plays.
He doesn't play. You know, he missed
126 games.
I would, if somebody reached out and was willing to offer me, if I was Memphis, look what they got here for Bane. You know, they got four first rounders and a pick swap. The full deal was Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, four unprotected firsts and a first round pick swap. Now, I have seen people today say, you got to understand, this was creative, outside-the-box thinking from the Magic. You know, those if they're good in a weak Eastern Conference, those picks are going to be in the 20s, and they needed the shooting, and one of those first-rounders was for them taking Pope's contract. And yeah, I kind of at first glance was with you. I was like, man, that's – and I think the other thing is people look at it as everything gets compared now to the Luka trade, right? Like, they didn't get four first rounders for Luka. Yeah, they got Anthony Davis. You know, that was, you know, you got to remember that part of it also. I think it's a little much. Does it make the Magic better this year? Sure. You know, you put him as the third guy with Banchero and with Wagner, you know, and now you got some outside shooting. It probably does make them better, but they better be good. Those picks better not be lottery picks in 2 years or 3 years. That'll be real bad.
Honestly, you said it best. There's nothing else to say other than, you know, thank God it was something other than the continued saga of Kevin Durant.
It's too much.
Every single day for the last 4 months, I have heard that this guy's getting traded every day to the point where I don't care where he gets traded. And when they trade him, they're going to spend another 72 hours talking about it. They act like this guy's 23 years old. I don't. I don't deny still scores 27 a game. I would score 27 a game if I was 7 foot tall. No one can stop him. No one can block his shot. And the guy can still jump and shoot. And he barely has to do anything to get his 27. Literally, he takes 4 strides and he's from one end of the court to the other. Do you understand? He's like Giannis. He's long and he just run, you know, step, 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 step. He's on one end. Step, 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 step. He's on the other. Gets the ball. Step back. Fires. No one can block his shot. That's why he's lasted this long. But he takes 2 months off a year. So people act like he's going to what? Did he win a title in Brooklyn? No. Did he win a title in Phoenix? No. Is he going to win a title wherever he goes? No. But I'll bet my bottom dollar he screws up wherever he goes, just like everyone else. He went everywhere he goes, he screws him up. It's all about him. He couldn't win with Devin Booker. And they made your other boy out there in Phoenix. People don't even remember his name now. He's so awful now. They had 3 superstars, and one of them no longer is a superstar.
It's true. And I don't know what was about to happen. I guess it was getting close to a deal being done, because for them to now then put out where his preferred destinations were, which that was the story yesterday. Well, he only wants to go to the Spurs, Rockets, or Heat. Well, the Suns apparently don't really care where he wants to go. That's his problem. And you've always said you want teams to do that. You hate when the teams bow down to where these guys want to go and trade them to where they want to be. Phoenix is looking at it as, if somebody else gives us a better deal, we're going to send you there, and there's really nothing you can do about it. So have a sandwich is pretty much what it comes down to. It's not going to be one of those 3 teams, right? I mean, that's
honestly,
like you always say, why do they cater to them? Like this, so Phoenix is supposed to only talk to Houston and San Antonio and Miami? Like they're not.
And then today?
The report today was, yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't want to go to Minnesota. Like this
because that's
is
where the
such
deal
a
obviously
pain
is.
In the ass. He's such a pain in the ass. He's not worth it anymore. You want to screw up Houston? Trade him to the Rockets and watch what happens. When he has to get his 30-piece every night and you stop giving those young kids the rock. I mean, honestly, you know what they should do? Ship his ass to Miami so he can live large down on South Beach and ride it out and shoot 35 times a game and no one's going to care. Because they got nothing else down there except Hero Sandwich and Bam. That's all they got. The rest of that team is trash.
Trash. The Rockets did give Steven Adams 3 years, $39 million extension for him. A story today says that Jason Kidd is still a possibility for the Knicks. I don't believe that. We'll see. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But I thought they gave him an emphatic no.
Well,
I guess this is never going to end until they hire him.
You know, I'm bored with that, too. Like, they got to make a trade then to get him because they're not allowing him to talk to him, so they'd have to make a trade. I actually, at this point, I'm not buying that anymore.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so, I've had enough of hearing about the Knicks coaching search. It's such an abortion. I can't even get into it anymore. I don't, you know, honestly, I guess I'll ask Coach. He's on later. I'll ask him if he still thinks his guy, Johnny Bryant, is getting the job or not. And I honestly, here's me picking my teeth over Kevin Durant. Look, I'm picking my teeth. Here I am picking my teeth. I could care less. I'm doing flossing with my own fingernails. I don't care. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Kevin Durant and all of his demands and problems and, you know, partners and trade deals and where he wants to play, where he wants to go. Oh, my God, how annoying. He's worse than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers saga and Kevin Durant, maybe they should have hooked up or something, those two. Did he marry some chick? He should have been married Durant. They're both so painful. They would have been perfect for one another. I don't care. I've said this. How many times have I said this on this Sports Grid? I don't deny Durant can't be stopped. Fair enough. But he's an old man now. That's all there is to it. And he's like Rodgers. He's an old man. And he's like 1 year at a time now. And it's so easy for him to score. Big deal. He is a pain in the ass, this guy. Don't even tell me he isn't. Because we sat here in New York and watched it unfold right in front of our very eyes, Mike. We watched this guy. Oh, my God. And then how about when he left? He talked about how much he loved it. I mean, he left cancer all over the room. And he acted like he loved it in Brooklyn. Oh, I love the organization. They were so... He's Sam the Butcher, this guy, what he did to the Nets. Shut up. Christ, I can't wait till he retires. And then how about the way the guy goes on the internet and argues with people? He argues with fans on X like he's got nothing better to do. Like, honestly, like, here's the thing for you. Does Tom Cruise argue with people on X? You know, I know he does his Scientology and all this other stuff, but is he not the GOAT? I went to see that movie on Saturday, this Mission Impossible, because I've seen every other one. I've seen every one of them. So I went with my son. He's like, let's go check out this movie. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So we went to see it. That guy's the GOAT. There's no one makes movies better than him. Does his own stunts and everything else. Have you ever seen anything like this guy wrecking in Jeeps, hanging off the end of an airplane? He does it all. It's real. And then my question is, do you ever see him arguing with people? Kevin Durant argues with people that don't agree with his basketball opinions or his career opinions or his career position of greatness. I'm so sick and tired of it, honestly, dude. Like, I can't take it anymore, Mike. I can't take it. I don't even want to be a sports fan anymore. This guy's so painful.
It is.
And I'm right.
It really is too much. The guy, honestly,
ESPN led SportsCenter today with Kevin Durant trade talks when won the U.S. Open with a 64-foot putt and a gigantic baseball trade, the biggest trade we've seen in years since Mookie Betts when they screwed him. And then you had a gigantic trade in the NBA, but they still led with Kevin Durant. And the NBA game finals. Game five is tonight, and they're talking about Kevin Durant to lead the news. I would have fired everyone if I was the news director. Whose idea was this? Let's start with Kevin Durant. Are you kidding me? What is next? We're going to do stories about Piglet?
I obviously wouldn't know that because I never turn on, but that's an awful job if that's what they're leading with today. With
I
all
saw
the things
it
going
with my
on,
own eyes. I turned on the TV. It's on. And I went, bad. Oh, my God.
This dude has been the Black Cloud Diner everywhere since he left Golden State. It is what it is. I know I don't like hearing it, but it's true. The day he walked out their door, nothing's gone right for him since. He's got money, got plenty of that. God bless him. Fights with fans, you know, fights and discusses and does whatever with fans on social media.
Yeah, fights.
And I just can't
is a good
believe,
word for it.
I can't believe people, teams like are like lining up to give like assets
for
to,
that old
to
man
bring him
his,
in.
He takes off him 2 months a year.
Yeah, I think that the best days are behind him. I'm like the Rockets talking about like they'd have to give him Jalen Green. Like I know Jalen Green had his problems like in the playoffs this year. You know,
he re-signed Steven Adams. That's a better deal to me than getting him.
No, I just don't. I don't get the appeal anymore. I really don't. I don't see
he
the
chucks
appeal.
Threes. And then your boy Steven Adams does all the dirty work, gets all the rebounds. Yeah. He's a grown man. You know, he's violent.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mike, I think the Steven Adams deal with the Rockets is like the blue light special, 3 years, $40 million, whatever. And the guy is just violent femmes. I mean, he'll just hammer you, bang you, ruin you, outwork you, out-rebound you, dunk in your face. I think he's everything they need, like that veteran behind Şengün, right? I think he's fabulous. And then I know Billy Donovan, they're talking about giving him an extension in Chicago. They got the three young guys that are starting to fill it up, and they played a lot better this year. And so they're going to keep him because, obviously, they denied the Knicks, but I think they have no other choice. Like, I think the coaching carousel and the landscape for coaches now in the NBA is as bleak as it's ever been. I think it's garbage. I really do. And I'm not like, so I think they had no choice but to give him an extension and keep him because he hasn't done anything in Chicago. What has he done? He's been in 500 basically in Chicago.
I mean, 3 or 4 months ago, the beginning of the year, let's just say around January, like, we were saying he's going to get whacked. Like we were saying he's going
right.
to get fired. And they ended up obviously making a couple moves, and they got LaVine out of there. And then suddenly those three, you know, younger players started stepping up and getting things done. So I guess that's what's bought him now, the extension in time like that. But yeah, there's not much. What are they going to do? Hire Johnny Bryant? Go hire him, I guess, to be the head coach. You always hire Johnny Bryant, I suppose.
Well, I mean, so we have Coach now. Coach Young is with us. He sold us on Johnny Bryant for the next job from the jump. And I want to know, obviously, they have screwed this up so royally. It's laughable the way they've handled their business. I think the entire thing has been a bloodletting to the point of what they did to Tibbs to where it is today. Where are they going? And I just said I thought the Bulls had no choice but to re-up Billy Donovan. With the landscape as it is now of coaching jobs and the guys that are out there, to me, are so unappealing, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Fro, that's the interesting thing is how many times do we want to see Mike Brown? How many times do we want to see Mike Budenholzer? How many times do we want to see James Borrego? How many times do we want to see these retreads, right? Pharrell, and that's why you thought that Johnny Bryant, because of the relationship he had with the players with New York, you know, why he thought it could work. But I think the thing that's now become interesting is if it was Johnny Bryant, Pharrell, they would have hired him already. Like, what are we waiting for? So that means there's someone else in the mix. So obviously, the reports of Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown interviewing this week are now coming to fruition. Listen, if you're asking me, who do I take? I'm going to take my chances more in Taylor Jenkins than Mike Brown. the 50-win back-to-back season with Memphis. And the reason why Memphis has collapsed, Pharrell, you know it, I know it. It's not him. It's Ja is an idiot. They don't stay healthy. And the West is loaded. I don't think he should have got let go. So maybe that is where you go. There's been talk. I know last week there's reports out Dante DiVincenzo had tremendous things to say about him and how he is able to understand the modern-day player. I mean, Pharrell, the guy is 40. I saw the – Taylor Jenkins is 40 years old? He looks like he's old. I mean, you and I mean we're better looking than him.
I think you look good.
So to me, it looks like it's probably going to be Taylor Jenkins maybe gets the Knicks job. But then that opens up a whole can of, like, what's next? The Knicks never walk in one step. There's one step that comes with behind the next, the first one. So if it's Taylor Jenkins, does that mean that now that there's been a trade, and obviously we'll get into it, Desmond Bane being shipped to Orlando, is this going to be a full rebuild mode in Memphis with either probably Triple J being moved because you're not going to get the return for Ja because of the legal troubles and plus the fact of his popularity in Memphis? Is there another move that's coming if Taylor Jenkins gets the Knick job?
I cannot for the life of me, honestly. Now, I said it earlier that Bane is a good three-point shooter. I won't deny that. But there is no way you will sell me on that four first-rounders and a pick swap. I'm sorry. There's no way he's worth that. I will never I thought Bridges was bad enough. This one tops the cake. There's no way that guy's worth that in any world. And I'll tell you what, Memphis to me just filled the cupboard. What a deal for them. Like, you trade Desmond Bane and you get all that. I mean, let's go to work. Now they can do whatever they want. They can trade Ja Morant tomorrow. And I think they will. They're not going to get that haul. You're probably right, but they're still going to get a decent one.
Yeah, if you really think about it, it's not about Cole Anthony and KCP, who are decent. They're pros, okay? They're decent pros. To me, Pharrell, if you're Orlando, you take a swing if you feel like there's a chance you can make your move now in the East. And you know it, I know it. The East is so uncertain. We don't know what's going to go on with the Knicks. There's free agents that Indiana may lose, like a Miles Turner, who's a critical piece, even though we think he's soft sometimes. Tatum is out. Dame is injured. Right? The East is open. And if you're looking at that lineup and saying, Suggs comes back, Wagner, Banchero, right, and Wendell Carter Jr., what's their missing piece? It's a three-point sniper. And if you got to admit, if there's something Desmond Bane does, is that. Now, And Orlando's point is this. If we think we're going to start the window now, and these guys are locked up, then the pick should be somewhere between 21 and 30. We'll take our chances there. Now, if you're Memphis, you're praying to God that it's reverse, right? That they get hurt, they go in the lottery. But also, if you turn and you trade Jaren Jackson Jr. and you get more picks, now you can take picks, multiple picks, and move them to get another star to come back to Memphis. That's why I think there's a second piece behind it. I really think it's a win-win situation for both clubs, but it could be a loss for Orlando if they go south.
So is Memphis just going to, if they trade Jaren Jackson, then they just leave it all in Zach Edey's hands?
Well, remember, Pharrell, Zach Edey's out for all of next year with the ankle surgery. So that's my point. And Jalen Wells, we had a great rookie year, all rookie team. He got hurt. Remember that gruesome injury, I think, to his wrist at the end of the season.
They
can't trade those two. So maybe you say this. Okay, Wells is going to be out for a little bit. We lose Edey. We're not going to be very good. Competitive West. Do we trade Triple J now where he's at a high value because he had a great scoring season and get the hole with that in Bane and reset the clock with Wells, with Ja, with Edey once the last two come back healthy?
What happens tonight in Oak City between the Thunder and Pacers? How do you see it? What are your plays?
It's going to go up and down tonight. This has been under. Now we're about to go over. If you really look at it, you know, Indiana was really good in the first three quarters, Pharrell, and then they fell off a cliff in the second, in the fourth quarter. And then if you look at the way that OKC was, 11, I think, assists and like 37 made shots. That is weird that happened. And look how much points they had. I think the game goes over the mark. Speaking of that, when you look at guys to step up, I always think about, Pharrell, you know this, you're a basketball guy like me. guys in their own gym. Lou Dort is going to go over his three-point prop. Over under first four games. I took him at 5-1 to get the most threes. I wouldn't be surprised if he had three or four threes. Remember, he had three threes in game number three. Next, SGA had zero assists. No way that's happening. They're going to make him move the ball over 6.5 assists. And the under I'm going is Nembhard is going to go under his points because of the fact that you'll see that they will probably get him into foul trouble with obviously SGA too small. And at some point, if it gets up and down, they're going to look for Benedict Mathurin to get points. So look for Nembhard to go under his points tonight.
So if you were to guess, besides all those props, does the Thunder cover 9.5?
No, I'm going to let it go through the first quarter. And then I'll jump there really quick. Over 4.5 points, Siakam and Halliburton. They're going to have to start fast.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I just went with the Pacers and the points. The way they play after the losses is incredible. Thanks, Coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chelsea just scored, by the way, Carver High, in the 79th minute. And they lead the L.A. Football Club in the Club World Cup 2-0. So they're up 2-0. I think Morenci's after three goals. He had the over 2.5. They're in the 80th minute. Enzo Fernandez just scored his 9th of the year for the Blues. So they're up 2-0.
There you go. A little FIFA Club World Cup action going on here this afternoon. All right, lots of baseball to get to. And, of course, we'll start with the big trade last night. So the Red Sox finally send Rafael Devers out. Now, look, there was no word that he had asked for a trade or anything like that, but we've been talking for months about the discourse between him and the organization. And you would think that eventually it was going to lead to a head. I was a little surprised at the timing, considering they were coming off sweeping the Yankees, and the guy had a homer yesterday. But Devers to the San Francisco Giants for Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, two other prospects. They've already sent Harrison down. He was supposed to start for the Giants last night against the Dodgers and obviously was pulled from that game. This basically, Scotty, can be described as judging by what they got in return, a straight-up salary dump. The Giants will take all of the about $250 million that's left on Devers' deal, which still has quite a few years left on it. Red Sox will pay none of it, and that's what they get back. Giants finally found somebody to take their money. They just had to trade for them.
Well, they wanted Judge. They wanted Ohtani. They got, and they were going to pay him, both of them, a lot of money. And instead, for $250 million, they got Rafael Devers, who is an absolute pure hitter. There's just no getting around the fact that he hits the ball all over the ballpark, anywhere. Oppo taco, shots to right. He can do it anywhere. Gap shots, dead center. He is a pure hitter. That's all there is to it. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a brilliant move by them for $250 million, considering what Judge got paid and what Ohtani got paid. And look at the money that they're, you know, look what Soto got paid. You can't tell me, I'll be honest with you, that Devers isn't as good hitting as Soto, because he is. He's a silver slugger. He led the Red Sox in hitting every single year for the last 5 years. And this was about, you're right, it was a salary dump, but it was more to me, there's unequivocally, it was a salary dump. But more so for me, it was about it's their fault. They screwed this up, not him. He did nothing wrong at all. They went out and got Alex Bregman to play third base. And then their first baseman blew out his knee. And then they tried to get him to go play first base. And he's like, screw you. You told me I'm not playing in the field. I'm a pure DH. That's it. You made the call. You said I'm DH only. That's it. 2 weeks later, the guy blows his knee out. And they're like, nah, grab your glove. We need you to play first. And he's like, no. You guys already told me I'm just sitting here DHing. And then because they looked so bad in the way they handled it, they got rid of him. They got rid of him because they screwed this up. There was no fixing the relationship between Devers and the front office, the GM, the owner, Henry, that Fenway Sports Group, whatever the hell it is. All I know is it's their fault. So look at this baseball franchise. They got rid of Mookie Betts. And they got rid of Roth Devers. These idiots that are running this baseball franchise, that's exactly what they are, idiots. These are morons running this baseball team. I don't care if they swept the Yankees 15,000 games in a row. That was the two dumbest deals I've ever seen in my life. And I'll tell you what that guy's going to do in San Francisco. First of all, he's going to rake. Second of all, this weekend when he plays the Red Sox at Oracle, he's going to jack a couple of balls into that bay just to let him know where he stands. I mean, he's going to zero in and hit a ball. He's going to hit a ball 490 feet on Saturday, probably Sunday, and while I'm at it, Friday night. So ring the bell because that's coming. How stupid are these people? They traded him to the Giants right before they're going to go to San Francisco to play the Giants and take it in the keister from this guy. And let me tell you what else. The Red Sox aren't winning shack without him. And you know what the Giants are now? They are a probability for the playoffs and for the pennant and for the World Series. Because they got Chapman, they got this guy, they got Adamas, and they're already, you know, they lost 2 of 3 to the Dodgers, but they're already in the Dodgers tuchus. And they're already in the Padres tuchus because they've been playing their asses off. They're a good team that just got dramatically better, Mike. I'm sorry. San Francisco wins, and they got out for $250 million. Between he and Chapman alone, they have two of the best bats in baseball on that team now. And remember when they won all those World Series with Bochy? They're right back in the hizzy now.
I thought the funniest part was Posey, Buster Posey, who of course runs the Giants now, I guess was doing his meeting with the media about an hour ago talking about the trade. And this, I know it's going to drive people in Boston nuts. They're already upset. What a shame. Posey's like, yep, we've talked to him already. You know, Chapman's on the IL. He's going to have to grab his glove. He's going to play a little third while Chapman's out. He's willing to play some first. And sometimes
whatever
we're
gonna, you
he goes,
need.
We're going to. He goes, we're going to mostly DH him, but we have talked to him already, and he's more than willing to get out in the field and play first.
It was because, you're right. So this was about these absolute P's that run Boston. Yeah. And you know what? And that includes that manager of theirs, that little backstabber, Alex Cora. He's another one. He's so far in their underwear, it's not even funny, that front office. And he'll do anything to keep his job in Boston because they suck anyway. And now they really suck. I don't care what anybody says. And you know what? Their fans up there, who I hate as well, I'll give you this. They're smart enough to realize they just screwed up again. If I were a season ticket holder, I'd be selling my tickets.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Carver High. I got a little worked up about the Devers deal, but I'm going to stand by it. I think that's a Giants win without a doubt. And I got a good friend that's a massive Giants fan, and I know he's jumping up and down without a doubt. By the way, I was betting on Harrison yesterday against the Dodgers at plus $1.56, and he got traded, and they sent him to the minors. And I knew I was dead on that bet, and then sure enough, they lost 5-4. And that guy, Pies, had four RBIs. I wanted to jump off a bridge. Honestly, yeah. Like, hey, go figure. Because I don't even think Harrison is that good. I just think he was taking on May, who hasn't been good.
Yeah, and then look, you know, that happens so close to game time. You got to scramble in the pitching department if you're San Francisco. You're not going to get this. You know, you don't have
Devers,
time to line things
up. They sent him back to the Fenway in a cab to get his stuff from the team plane. They were leaving.
Right, because they're out going out west, obviously. They're in Seattle tonight and then to San Francisco. So at least they got it done before the plane took off, right? Because that would have been quite the flight for him.
That would have been very uncomfortable.
Flight. If he had to do that. They did sweep the Yankees 2-0 yesterday. Devers did hit what would be his last home run as a member of the Boston Red Sox. See, you know what? I'm so glad that he's not in Boston anymore. Here's the last time you got to hear a homer from him on Nesson.
Base is empty now. He'll hit a high fly left field back toward the wall. Dominguez turning around. Now he's on that top shelf, maybe. That is gone. That's a home run. That got over the red line and a home run. For Raffy, Red Sox take a 2-0 lead, his 15th home run. Yankees are going to check it. The third base umpire, Jeremy Rehak, called it.
Like, listen, twice they traded their best player in their prime. Twice I've seen it, like Betts and now this guy. I will bet you he'll hit 20, 25 home runs the rest of the way. With the Giants. So he'll finish with like 40 some, 50 maybe. He's gonna be so happy that he's out of that hellhole with working for those morons. Honestly, they're a bunch of drips. And he's gonna be free of that. And I bet this guy goes on a tear unequaled by his peers. Like when all you have to do is be happy in life and good things happen. This guy's gotta be so happy right now to be out of there. The way they treated him, I thought was disgusting. Like, the entire front office and that backstabber, Alex Cora. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not tripping. He's another one. He was in on it. And then Bregman went down and Cassis went down. Screw all of them. They deserve what they get. And now they're really going to learn the hard way. You know what they have now on that team? Nothing.
What a shame. It really is. What a shame.
How will I ever get over it?
Yankees side of things, of course, not a good weekend for them. They will try to regroup tonight. Oh, look at Boone. He looks so sad. Here's Boone getting swept by the Red Sox.
Concerning. I mean, I wouldn't put it that way. I would just say, I mean, you always want to, especially when you're playing the Red Sox, you know, you always want to put your best foot forward. And, you know, they took us down this weekend, back-to-back weekend. So you hate that, but we have a really good club and, you know, just didn't play our best here this weekend. Obviously had a hard time, you know, putting runs on the board. you know, I thought, you know, overall, I thought we pitched pretty well and you know, did enough run prevention wise to keep them, you know, in check to hopefully win some games, but we just didn't get much going.
Yeah, like Aaron Judge took the weekend off.
That's why they don't score. And you know, we've seen this for years now. When he goes into a bit of a dry spell, and I know he hit the homer off Crochet Friday night to tie that game in the ninth inning. I think that was the only hit he had all weekend. Was that home run?
He had one hit.
Against Crochet. So it is what it is for them. But the Red Sox couldn't get out of their own way before last weekend, and they took 5 out of 6 from the Yankees. And they couldn't get out of their own way, and they beat up on the Yankees the last 2 weekends. Yankees will get Stanton back tonight in the Bronx against the Angels. He's in the lineup. Giancarlo, first time this year he'll play. And Gerrit Cole, I guess, wants to be an announcer. He'll be on Yes tomorrow night. You mentioned the Dodger game. Páez hit the 3-run homer. We'll discuss this later when we get to tonight's games. Otani's back tonight on the mound. He's going to open the game and pitch for the Dodgers.
I told you. Why wait? What? Remember I said last week, what are you waiting for? The guy's throwing all the time now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.